worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Alexa, start the podcast.
No one has Alexa. I don't know, like, more than one person who has it.
We're all too poor to own Alexa in this room.
Poor. You would be correct.
Yes, yes, that is true. It is a freak accident. My name is Crisco, and I am welcoming you to this here, our experiment in madness. And by the way, if you were a better listener, you would pay us to do this so that we wouldn't be poor.
Poor.
Poor. That's fine, though. Whatever. I said I'm Crisco, and I'm joined by my crew, my team, my life partners, starting with Lazy E.
I'm more than a life partner.
Yeah.
I'm all on.
And Mickey.
I want nothing to do with this.
Come on, you know you do.
No,
some part of you does.
No part of me.
Mickey is in a unique state of mind right now because she's incredibly frustrated with how things are going. She's trying to start a coffee shop / bike park, which...
Yeah, common.
Yeah, right. Yeah, those are two things that definitely when you think peanut butter and jelly, you know, Oreos and milk, coffee and bike park. Definitely.
It's going to work.
I'm sure it will. Just because it hasn't been done before doesn't mean it shouldn't be done now.
I feel like there probably is one somewhere that I just have not found yet.
Yeah, like exists. Dubai. Dubai has all the cool stuff.
Do you know what would have been a great name for it? Beans and Bumps.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah, rename it.
No. Yep. Get the logo redone. You got to start from scratch.
Oh, you can have a coffee bean with a helmet on. He's like, ow.
This is the best podcast in the world, and we're thrilled to have you here. AfreakAccident.com is the website. Feel free to send us an email, freaks@AfreakAccident.com. Get in touch with us about anything. Tell us you love us. Tell us you hate us. If you got something you want us to talk about, or if you got a problem,
we'll
solve it. Like we're going to do a little bit later on in this show. We've got a couple of those. And if you want free stickers, just email us with your address, and we'll send you some. I know Cobbler got his, and now we found out Brandy did finally get hers way out in California. It took a while for the pony to get there.
Yeah.
But it got there. She got them. She was tweeting at us that she's going to deface her university with them. So I'm all
Fantastic.
About that.
Yeah. And also San Francisco. So we're good.
Yeah. Just burn the whole city down and into like the shape of Nuke Boy, the logo.
I like that.
The guy with the gas mask.
Yeah, you're not saying gas mask anymore.
See, I stopped myself. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, no, you're getting better.
Yeah, so glad everybody, you two guys got your stickers. Had a couple others that we sent out as well. Still waiting to hear back from those people.
Wait, can we request that Brandy go to Alcatraz and go stick a sticker out there?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, come on, Brandy. Do it for us.
Yeah, do it. Do it.
Number one fan.
That's right. Number one fan on the West Coast.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the other people who got their stick. By the way, we got to come up with a nickname for Brandy because we do that for all our favorite listeners. I don't know what we're going to call her yet.
Ooh. Brandy. What can we do? It's with an I.
Yeah.
I don't know if that plays a part in it. Brandy?
Let me think about it. Listen, it took how long did it take us to come up with a nickname for Tip Z, right?
Yeah.
It took us a long time to figure that out. But we'll get there, Brandy. We won't let you down.
It's going to come in the middle of the show. We're going to be talking about something else and be like, oh, I got it!
I say this as we transition into more listener mail.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail!
Yeah, we're getting more listener mail from this guy's name is Cliff. He is from Missouri. And he said, hey, guys, love your show. Love some stickers, and then his address.
You know,
see,
what?
Short and sweet.
I like
that about you, bro. I like that.
Embarrassing confession. I couldn't tell you where Missouri was on the map.
It's no worse than what I did last week. So.
Oh yeah, you're trying to paint the map with the SAT test.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you didn't know where Romania was.
I had it mixed up with Poland. It's your fault. I blame E.
Cause I'm Polish.
Yeah.
What?
The German in the room is none too happy.
I noticed. Let me tell you that. I noticed, and I know what happens when they don't get happy,
right.
When they're not happy.
Yeah, when Germans don't get along with Poles, bad things happen.
So, where is Missouri?
In the United States.
Good. Glad to know.
Midwest, I think.
On top of Tennessee.
Okay. Now I got it.
Okay.
Tennessee's the power bottom in that situation.
Oh, my God. All right, Cliff, you're going to get stickers.
By the way, you know, and I know this is terrible because we're like, oh, Brandy, we got to think of something good. Cliffhanger here has already got his nickname.
Yeah, Cliffhanger.
Yeah, the best Sylvester Stallone movie ever made.
That's a bold statement when Rocky's out there.
No, how dare you, Cliffhanger.
Oh, my God, you're disgusting. Urban Commando.
The most 90s movie ever made.
Was he in Urban Commando? No, that was Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind.
Oh, God.
Erase that.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Cliffhanger, don't you worry. Your stickers will be coming soon.
But you said, like, there was multiple pieces of mail.
Yeah.
Why don't we hear this next one?
Well, this next one is very, very interesting. Caught me off guard. Mickey, you'll love this.
Uh-oh.
This is from Miroslav from the Ukraine.
Oh, boy.
No joke. Like, this is a legit
listen,
email.
This is a real person.
Let me tell you something, okay? When we say we're international, we mean we're international.
And we just found out today.
Yeah. By the way, though, I'm going to say this right now. Like you know, Miroslav, I'm going to stumble through this letter because his English isn't the best. However, I don't want you, Miroslav, to think that this is us mocking you because you can say more in English than I can say in Ukrainian. So, you know, you're good, man. Like, you've already got one up on me for sure.
Miroslav, let's be honest. You could say more in English than Crisco could say in English.
That's probably actually a fair statement.
I think it is.
I'm going to read this and it's just going to sound like me when I talk normal.
Beautiful.
Stumbling over, you know, my words.
This is probably
my tongue tripping me up.
It might also be a translator too, through email. Like
yeah, it
maybe
could be like Google Translate does that. Yeah, I don't know. How could he be listening to the show then? We don't speak Ukrainian.
We're that good.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's just the raw emotion of our conversations. Just is universal. It's a universal language.
I'm gonna take a bet. He's bilingual. Probably.
Probably is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I'm saying, it makes him way smarter than me.
Yeah.
So anyway, he says, "Hello, my name is Miroslav. I wanted to thank you for the good and the quality of the program." So he likes our quality program.
I think it's good.
See, international people who are way more cultured than Americans, okay, think that this program is quality. Take your cues. All right? The rest of the iTunes audience, figure it out, okay? He says, "I'm with my family. Always listen to you with great pleasure. I would very much like to receive your gifts with your logo." So I'm pretty sure
Sweet.
He stuck the sticker. So yeah, man, we'll send you stickers as well. He says, "I wish you happiness and prosperity. Your fan, Miroslav." Buddy, we will get those in the mail post-haste. Now, the pony this time is going to have to cross the ocean. Yeah, so I don't know. It might take a little bit longer, but they'll be headed your way. Don't you worry about it. We'll get them to you.
I love that not only does he listen to us, but he listens to us with his family.
Yeah.
So it means his whole family's listening to us, which is great. He is definitely a friend of the show for listening from the Ukraine. Definitely the longest distance friend of the show we have.
Yeah, that's literally other side of world.
Yeah.
At this point.
That's crazy.
That's far Eastern European.
Yeah, and if you listened to last week's show, didn't do too well with it. You can help us out.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
It was just me. It was just me that didn't do too well with it. I think you guys were on the right track.
Miroslav, it's Mickey at freakaccident.com. Email her some facts.
Yeah. Yeah, and sorry about your Putin problems, too, by the way. Don't worry, Trump's coming.
No, I don't know if that's a good thing.
I don't know if that's even true, that statement. Not even close.
He might be better off where he's at than where we're at right now.
Fair point. So, thank you, Cliffhanger. And Miroslav, I think I'm saying his name right, or Miroslav. I'm not sure. It's one of those.
I would have guessed Miroslav.
We'll figure out a cool nickname for you, too, though.
Oh, man, that one we could have a lot of fun with, Miroslav.
Yeah. It's got to be just right, though. Like, it's got to make sense. You know what I mean? As we get to know him better, I think something will come a fluttering in.
You mean our mouth?
Right?
What did you just say? You mean our mouth will start slavating? Yeah! Oh! Yeah, you like that!
Slavating?
Yeah, slavating. Miroslav.
You know, okay. All right, that I guess I can give you. Because I was going to say, you know, Yugoslavia is different than Ukraine, right?
Yeah, no, I knew that.
I was going to say, okay, I thought you were going that way with it, and I was going to slap you for being like Mickey.
No, no.
And not knowing Europe.
No. Miroslav, his name.
I would love it if it's like Miroslav, and we've just been butchering it this whole time.
Still got that nick. It still got my joke right, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's so mad at us for getting his name wrong. Dude, I get names wrong all the time.
Why don't you send us how to pronounce it?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, if you can send us an email and have like one of those what do you call it, phonetic spellings of it, we'll figure it out.
I hope.
Yeah, something.
Or just tell us an easier.
I don't want to be a jerk. You know what I mean?
No, like, totally.
I want to be up top. You know, these people are reaching out to us. They're taking time out of their day to tell us that they love us. I want to, you know, share equal or greater amounts of love back. And I think like mispronouncing names is probably not the best way to do that.
Until we come up with a nickname, and then it'll be a lot easier for us.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So anyway, hey guys, thanks for reaching out to us. Like I said, stickers will be on the way. You too can get yours. Freaks at a freakaccident.com. We got a great show lined up today.
All right.
And I've got a sad announcement to get to too after we talk about what's coming up.
Actually, got a nickname for him. Why don't we just call him Ukraine?
That seems incredibly unoriginal and uninspired.
Yeah, that's totally.
But that's
boring.
What
no,
he,
no,
he's
no.
A listener from
nope.
Ukraine.
No,
nope, no.
Ukraine.
Stop it.
Ukraine, Mecraine. I'm sorry about that. Actually, maybe
what
maybe,
are we talking
maybe
about
that announcement
today?
Coming won't be so sad after that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, no, that was the sad one.
Today, the bit that we Matt Damon from last week, a couple's prank on their family turns into jail time. Yo, we solve more problems. Lazy life hacks.
Not mine.
Right, I was going to say, like, Lazy E, you've got life hacks now that you're just going to share with us.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. A Wheel of Fortune contestant gets it way wrong, and we've got a movie segment as well, along with some crazy fan theories about some of our favorite movies.
These are good.
Time. Yeah, so the sad announcement is this. You might remember a little while ago, I had to take a hiatus from the show because I got a new job, and my job was had me on night shift. Well, things worked out. I ended up getting bumped to day shift, and everything was great for a while. Thought it was going to work out. Well, starting next week, I'm back on night shift because life is pain and I am hell. So yeah, it's, you know, and nothing's fair. So I will be going back to that for the foreseeable future. Don't know how long that's going to be, which means Lazy E and Mickey, you're going to have to carry the banner on your own yet again.
Great.
I'm sorry, I didn't ask for this, okay? I would much rather be here with you fine people, but, well, the die has been cast.
But we know that there is, it's not going to be forever. We can at least say that.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
This Please. Rotting pain I'm feeling in my stomach, the turning over of
at least
organs.
It was in your stomach.
Yeah.
Anywhere else, that could be really bad.
Rotting pain.
Tough acting to act, man.
So anyway, yeah, that announcement aside, I'm sorry, but this will be my last show again for the foreseeable future, and next week you guys will have to carry the banner. But in the meantime, we've got this episode of A Freak Accident to get through. Let's do it.
Yay!
Together.
Mm.
If you need to listen to A Freak Accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
You got a bastard on it!
Original Play Style.
Pranks could sometimes be funny. We're reaching the April Fool's Day, the day of pranks.
Yeah. Yeah, but, we're almost there.
But sometimes they get out of hand. A little bit.
Sometimes, most of the time in my experience, pranks are not funny. They are just in incredibly poor taste.
Yeah, or they lead to a litany of prank backs
right. That
never ends, and it becomes your life.
I don't do prank backs. Okay, if you're gonna pull a prank on me, I'm just uppercutting you, and that's gonna be hey, guess what? Here's the prank. Your teeth are gone.
Oh, jeez.
That's how it's gonna end.
Like even like a whoopee cushion?
Nah.
Okay, I was like, that's a little
just,
too much.
I go straight to violence. I'm at that stage of my life.
No. I mean, if someone did a whoopee cushion to you, you'd still...
Violence.
Why?
That's my response to everything anymore. Huh. I've just decided to cut out all of the meandering stuff in the middle and just go directly to physical confrontation every time.
Seems like a great plan. Nothing could go wrong.
It's saved me a lot of time, and I'm going to have a lot of free time once I finally get locked up for it. However, speaking of jail time, this couple that we teased last week from Ohio has received jail time after a prank that they pulled went awry.
Ooh, and you got it right.
I did get it right, yeah. I've been waiting weeks for that. So
trying to find a story that it works into. Okay,
you ready for this story?
Oh, this is going to be good.
From Crave Online. Natalie Schlett and her fiancé, Micah Reisner, thought it would be funny to take a photo of Natalie lying in a bathtub with ketchup all over, pretending to be dead.
Okay.
And then send it to their family. Yeah, send it to Micah's sister. As you can imagine, the prank went badly quickly.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's see. Take a look at the brutally unfunny photo they sent. And there's the picture. I mean, it's actually on here. And we'll have this posted at freakaccident.com for you to peruse for yourself. yeah, they've got it there. It says, "Please help me. I really didn't mean to. I don't remember. We was arguing and I woke up to this." And it's her in the bathtub with ketchup all over.
Oh, does it look like ketchup? I can't see it from over here.
No, it looks like... I can't tell. I mean, it doesn't look like blood, if you know what blood looks like.
No.
It definitely looks like a prop thing,
okay.
But people are dumb. So,
absolutely.
It's not only people are dumb. When you get that kind of text and you're not expecting to get pranked...
Yeah, you don't really look at what the photo is.
Yeah, you're not investigating at that point.
So this is great. His sister's response, though. What TF? Is she dead, Micah? Answer me now. And he says, "Come get me. Please, sis. You've got me, right?" And she says, "Of course I do." So immediately she's like, "Yep, we're going to ditch this body somewhere where no one will ever find it and everything will be fine."
That's...
She immediately goes on board with covering up the crime. I dig that.
That, I mean, great ride or die, but my God, that's a terrible person.
He goes on to like explain, I guess, you know, the prank to keep going like with the situation. He says, "I must have snapped. She said, 'You did it? I woke up on the bathroom floor with blood on me and her like that. I'm trying to clean, but I don't know if I should.'" Let's see. And then she says, "Hurry TF up. Take your clothes and throw them in a dumpster far away. Micah, what's going on?" He says, "Cops are here." She says, "What are they saying? What's going on? Mom called. Delete messages again. What's going on?"
I got to question the sister, because why does she know so much what to do on, like, the fly? Does she have experience?
That's what I'm saying. That's weird, isn't it? Immediately, your first thing is, "Oh, hey, that sucks. 911, my brother just killed somebody." No, let's cover this up. We're going to go straight 7 on this.
Yeah.
Would you do that, Mickey?
No. No.
Like, if myself or Crisco said we killed one of each other, would you immediately say, "Let's cover it up"?
Would it be bad if I said I'd be happy?
No, that would be bad.
It would make sense.
I mean, yeah.
I don't enjoy it, but it does make sense from your perspective, I suppose.
From Mickey perspective, yes.
Right. Since that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. I was just reiterating the name of it is Mickey Perspective.
So then he makes this Facebook post. He says, "Well, cops just came by." I don't know. He did this to try and prank more people.
Dumb?
Yeah, so he says, "Cops just came by. I got a warrant, so now waiting for them to come back. No point running and making things worse. I messed up and did some things I shouldn't have, but now I have to face the consequences of my actions. If I could turn back time, I'm not sure I would change things, because at least I know I did what I thought needed to be done at the time, and I'm okay with that. I want to say thank you to the few who did know and kept this a secret for so long, but I guess at the end of the day, the evidence will always catch up. I know my family and friends won't get here before they do, but if you would stick by me through this no matter what I did, it would be appreciated. I would message everyone individually, but I thought it easier just to post it on here. I promise, though, to never forget anyone or the amazing memories I've had. I'm going to miss every single one of you that I knew and treated me like family. I love you all so much. I promise to get better and do better, especially because this isn't real, and you should post it as your status to see how many people actually read stuff to the end before they fall for it." Oh, one of those.
That is awesome to do.
Yeah.
You read it about halfway through, I'm calling the cops on him.
Yeah.
That's the end.
Here's the thing, though. You know who didn't read to the end and immediately panicked and called the police?
Oh, it happened.
His mom.
Oh, yeah. I guess she kind of has an invested value into this.
She did not wait to the end of that post. She said, "Oh, my God," and called 911 like any logical person would. So the cops came to their house looking for answers. When they found out that it was all just a prank, they arrested them for inducing panic.
You really blew it.
Good. It did go a bit too far, the guy admitted in a
later
Facebook post. My sense of humor is a little vulgar, I admit that, but it's who I am. I'm not out to hurt or make anyone panic. Tell it to the judge, punk.
It's one thing to have a dark sense of humor, but that's not dark, that's psychotic.
Yeah.
That's called the guy who's gonna murder somebody at some point.
Nah.
What?
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
Just got a dark sense of humor. It'll be fine.
That's not a dark sense of humor.
Sure it is. Totally. I agree. That's definitely a dark sense of humor. Well, it's a stupid sense of humor as well, but it's also a dark and stupid sense of humor.
He's relying on the fact that people are actually going to pay attention.
Right. Which never happens.
Which is stupid.
That's why people post those things like, you know, guess what? You know, I'm pregnant and blah, blah, blah. And at the end, and if you read here to the end, you know, you would know that this is all just fake.
Yep.
You know, and then, like, you know, they've got their family member in the comments. OMG, congratulations. What do you do? It's like, because nobody reads to the end of anything.
So if you know this.
I'm not saying it's okay for him to do this because this was still a dumb prank and I'm glad he got in trouble. But, you know, it's still, everybody needs to pay more attention.
So you know that this happens. Obviously, this guy is on social media enough to know that this is how it works. He wrote out a message like that. You know people how they respond. You think there's some part of you that like, somebody might call the cops.
I'm less appalled by him, frankly, than I am at his sister's response to, hey, there's a body in my tub. Great, let's, you know, make sure you burn your clothes and you scrub everything with bleach and then make sure we'll take that body, we'll dump it in the river.
Oh, no, of course.
You know, downriver, of course, from where we live, because then it'll wash up like a few, you know, municipalities down. Maybe they'll think that she, you know, didn't die this far up or something like that.
Did the cops ever think to investigate her, like, a little bit more?
I wonder if they did. It's not, you know, mentioned here in the story, but I would.
I probably would.
I'd put one of those ankle bracelets on her. Watch her real close because, like you said earlier, E, she definitely has some experience in this regard.
And not even that she said that because you can get that off of movies or anything, but how fast she just came up with, like, she just rapid right at him. All right, let's do this.
Yeah. Yeah, immediately. Don't worry, I got you. Get the bleach. Make sure your clothes are burned.
If you have some pigs that you could just throw her into,
yeah,
that'd
right,
be great.
Yeah, feed her to the pigs because the pigs will digest it and nobody will find anything.
Yeah. Not that we knew anything about that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you just rattled off all those ideas from watching, CSI Miami and what's the other one there?
Law and Order.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
I did kind of just tip my hand there with how to dispose of body.
Yeah. Hobbies Sorry on the side. That. You know.
I don't have pigs, though, so nobody has to worry.
So your point is irrelevant.
Right.
Yeah, I dumped the pig.
Wow.
Longtime listeners of the show will get that.
Right, yeah. People who followed our radio careers for years will understand. Bravo, bravo, sir.
Thank you.
I give you a golf clap for that one.
Thank you. Thank
All right,
you, everybody.
So up next, yo! We solve it on a freak accident. Don't be dumb.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Yo, we solve it.
Our advice here is the best advice you'll ever encounter. Why bother pay for that therapist? This show is free.
Second to some.
I like that.
No problem. That's our slogan to our advice business.
Second to some.
Second to some.
I don't know who those some are, but...
there it is. Second to some, best to none. Done. A freak accident therapy.
All right. You ready to give these people some explanations and things?
Yeah, they wrote us over at afreakaccident.com. That's where they emailed us.
Freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Freaks@afreakaccident.com.
If you email the website, I'm not sure what happens.
Well, they could have went to the website and got the email.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right. You want to get to some of these?
Yeah, let's do that.
We've got four today. Three, maybe four. I don't know. We'll see if we can get to all four. Zach. Zach is going to be our first one here.
Like Saved by the Bell. Sweet. Kelly Kapowski, you want to stay with her. Okay.
So there you go. Boy starts off back in high school. Great. So maybe this is actually Zach from Saved by the Bell.
I woke up in the morning.
So again, freaks at a freak accident.com will give you advice on your, or even if it's just something like, I don't know if I should go on this vacation. Like, we'll give you advice on anything. It doesn't have to be relationship problems or anything like that. Okay, so anyway, Zach says, back in high school, I used to go to parties all the time, get plastered, and come home wasted. Needless to say, my parents were not too happy about that, but I'm done with that, just trying to get my degree. The problem is, whenever I'm home on break and there's a party I'm going to, my parents always bring up those old days and try to stop me from going. I think I've proven I've changed, but how can I get my parents to believe that?
You can't.
Good luck.
Yeah, you can't.
You were a degenerate for, you know, the entire portion of your life that matters, that they remember. So, I mean, I'm assuming he's away at college, too. They don't know what you're doing at college. They don't know whether or not you're behaving yourself. So it's going to take some time, man.
Yeah, you're going to have to continue to prove yourself time and time again. And eventually, it's going to break through.
The question is, are you pulling good grades?
Ah, yes.
Oh, that's a caveat we don't know.
Get a breathalyzer. They're real cheap now. You know, the you can get it off a Sharper Image or something like that. Just get a breathalyzer and prove to them when you come home, here, let me blow in the breathalyzer. Look, completely sober.
Better yet, when you're away at college, you know, every weekend, maybe call them at night when a party would normally happen to show them that you're studying. Or you're just basically
just
you're not
at a party.
Yeah, you're not getting drunk.
Skype call them too.
Yeah, so they know it's you.
Yeah, so they know you didn't just like sneak off into the garage to make a quick phone call.
Yeah, because I'm sure some college kids had that idea.
Then it's back to quarters and flip cup, baby.
Yo, we saw me.
Yeah.
All right, Mickey, you got another one for us.
This one comes from Denise. I'm almost too scared to write this email, but I had to tell somebody. My daughter was about to lose her first tooth, but the thing just wouldn't come out by itself. Then came the day I had to bring her to her father's house for visitation time. I didn't want him to get this special moment, so I yanked the tooth out before I took her. Is there something wrong with me?
Not at all.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Jealousy. I'd say that's the biggest problem.
Me one, deadbeat dad zero. Done.
We're assuming that's the deadbeat dad.
Right.
But that sounds like terrible jealousy, and you need to get over that fast.
Nah, not at all.
Nah.
No.
Cheat to win, man. That's life.
Mickey, when did you turn into Crisco on these?
What do you mean? What? I've been given the same answers the whole time.
What?
Oh. Well, have you been off in La La Land?
No.
That movie was terrible. What are we talking about that for?
I don't know. I never saw it.
I didn't see it either. I just heard it's bad. I'll never see it. We'll never waste my time.
Go knock out her teeth, I guess.
I'm okay with it.
All right.
She wanted that moment. She got it. That's called being aggressive. It's being a go-getter. I approve mightily, D-Nice. You did a good job.
All right. Right now we got Big Mike. I just had to do it. It's off of a video online. You have to check it out. Big Mike. Anyways, don't see it in front of people at work. It's terrible. Simple question.
Oh my God,
a guy I share a cubicle at work with will clip his nails at the desk.
Oh.
Am I wrong in wanting to grab the clippers and throw them out the window, or am I just a big-time pansy?
Nah, I think you should. There's a time and place for that, and the office is not it.
No, that is gross. Yeah, that is disgusting. He is a beast.
Are we talking about toenails or fingernails?
I don't think it matters.
No, because women do their nails all the time at work, which drives me nuts, but it happens. You just, fingers are like one thing, but like if he was doing his feet, then I'd be like, yeah, no.
No, but let's just assume, let's bring it back to fingernails. You're clipping them. It's not like they're painting them or anything like that.
Oh,
they're
no.
Clipping them.
They clip them and they file them and they make the gross dust and ugh.
So you say it's okay, but you're saying ugh.
Because there's too many of them and not enough of me. So there's no winning on that.
I still think it's inappropriate to do in public, and especially at work. I mean, you know, you're getting those little shards are flying all over the place. Somebody's going to take one in the eye and fall down the stairs. Yeah. I mean, it's just going to lead to something bad eventually. So,
well, I don't think he's sharing a desk with Edward Scissorhands.
So smash. You grab him by his face and you smash his head off the desk. You say, "You listen here. That is meant for at home, in the bathroom, with the door closed and the shades drawn. That's where it belongs. Keep it there."
Or just ask him to go into the bathroom at work and do it. That would...
Violence. Are you not keeping up with my strategy at life?
No one listened to Chris.
I'm going to have to choke. I'm going to have to choke some sense into you. Because you're not listening.
Just get to the next person.
All right. This is Mariah.
Ooh, Carrie. She listens. That's good.
We belong together. She says, my fiance and I need you to settle an argument we're having. Oh, good.
Yay.
These are always great. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to make the marriage great.
We're going to lose one or both of these listeners in this this explanation.
Fantastic.
We're getting married this summer. Congratulations. And I told him that he has to get rid of his favorite chair. Why? I guess
we're going to find out.
I'm appalled by this. It's a leather Lazy Boy recliner that he got for Christmas 6 years ago from his then girlfriend, Sheila. Can't stand Sheila. After they broke up and we started dating, Sheila would call, text, and even show up unannounced at his place just to try to convince him to get back together with
her. Ooh, Sheila me.
How come my life was never this exciting? Like, all these people who email us with their problems are leading very interesting soap opera type lives. None of this stuff ever happened for me.
I've actually had it happen to almost the exact situation happen to my buddy.
Oh.
So this could happen.
Still not happening to me, though, and that makes me sad. Anyway, but Psycho Sheila, as I like to call her, is a different story. Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry. I missed a line here. I accept the fact that we all have our own histories, me included, but Psycho Sheila, as I like to call her, is a different story. She's a nut job. Every time I see that chair, I see Psycho Sheila. And for that reason, the chair has to go. He says he loves the chair and that he never thinks of her. He's offered to have it reupholstered. That's nice, but I still see that crazy freak of a girlfriend when I see that chair. And I don't want it polluting our new home. Am I within my rights?
If you're willing to buy him a new replacement chair.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's the only way. Otherwise, get over your problem. He's going to have it reupholstered.
Yeah, he's offering to have it reupholstered to make you happy. Just let him have his chair. He likes it. It's comfortable to him. You know, he's got, like, the perfect situation from sitting there for so many years.
Oh, his the butt groove?
The butt groove has just, it's just perfect.
Oh, absolutely. And
once you've formed that in a piece of furniture, there's no going back. Right?
No, that's love.
Right.
That's true love.
You know, yeah.
But not to Sheila, to the chair.
Right, yeah.
Sheila is not the chair.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sheila, it's not like she's like from Pee Wee Herman, the chair that talks.
Oof.
That would be awesome.
Man, now I'm thinking about my chair downstairs, and I'm eager to get to it after this podcast is over. Because I've got that situation going on. You can't tell where my butt ends and the cushion begins. It's wonderful. Oh, it's so perfect.
You're one and the same.
That's right, yes. The chair and I are one. As if anybody tried to take my chair, you'd get a knuckle sandwich right up your nose. So, you know, let me tell you, I would let him have his chair or buy him a new chair. That's the only way you're getting out of this.
Yep.
Yeah, otherwise it's being incredibly selfish and jealous.
Yeah. Guess what? Like, how much other stuff do you think he has from ex-girlfriends and things? Everybody's got that stuff. We've got, like, shirts, you know what I mean, that, like, might have been bought for us on birthdays and things like that. Like, it happens.
Well, here's another side of it. If you have this big of a problem, this big of a jealousy problem, maybe you should reconsider the marriage.
No.
Yeah. Because
it's not going to go away.
I mean, maybe not.
Because is there something else, then, that reminds you of something else about her?
I think that's extreme, though.
How long has this relationship been going on?
It's going for marriage, so.
It doesn't say. Is this that they're getting married this summer?
Yeah, so, anything over a year and she's not over it, there's probably some problems.
Let the chair go. Just, you know, it's not that big a deal.
Let it go.
Let it go.
No.
Oh, come on.
The
no,
chair
no.
did nothing no. wrong.
Stop it.
Wow.
Mickey's favorite song apparently is that Meghan Trainor song. My name is no. My sign is no. My number is no.
I never let it go. I've heard that one.
You basically wrote the lyrics to it, though.
Right.
Without realizing it.
Yeah. This whole podcast is those lyrics.
Did we solve these problems?
I think we did.
I think we did a great job, too. I will take complete credit on the further success of these relationships and these people
and
your lives.
If you would like the expert advice at a free cost.
Yes.
It's not always going to be that way, so you want to jump in on this.
Wait, we're going to start charging for this?
If it starts working out this well.
I'm on board.
All right. You got to email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
That's
freaks@afreakaccident.com.
I love it.
Look at that. She's almost like a radio professional over
I
there.
I know.
Up next, Lazy Life Hacks by Lazy E on A Freak Accident.
You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is A Freak Accident.
We will rock you.
I mean, all right. Life hacks. Everybody's got them. The little tricks that make your life a little bit easier and less complicated. We've talked about them on this show in the past.
Yeah, they're tricks that make you go, mmm.
Admittedly, trick cereal does make me go, mmm, when I eat it.
Loved. I haven't had that in years.
Well, it's because it's for kids.
Tricks are for kids.
You got to steal it off some kindergartners or something.
Tomorrow's plans are set.
There you go. Gave you something to do after work.
I know.
All right, these are 21 lazy life hacks by BuzzFeed that are actually pure genius, at least according to the author.
Now, they're not my hacks. I'm just a hack in life.
Right.
Not a life hack maker.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I am a hack at life. I am not a life hacker, though.
Oh, that's a t-shirt idea for us.
I'm
a hack at life. Copyrighted.
That's right. Copyrighted. We put our toe lint everywhere, all over that, and then we sealed it in a safe and threw that into a volcano along with all the thetans from Scientology. So, copyrighted.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's how you have to do it.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I know the law.
Yeah.
Bird law. Anyway, so, all right. First of all, a dusting life hack. I use my cat as a computer duster.
You know what? They sit up there all the time. They might as well do some work.
They're constantly trying to crawl on the keyboard while you're typing.
So now they're doing the work.
Right.
At least it makes it worth it.
I feel like they create the dust.
No. Well, I mean, their fur, they do shed all over the freaking place.
Yeah,
but
so does that really make it any better?
Well, listen, my fuzzy gray cat, when you guys come over, she goes under the couch to hide. And then when she comes out, she's covered in dust and everything. So she's actually dusting under there while she's hiding until you leave. So there
this
you go. Like, I employ this life hack.
Yeah, and then what you do is you just take the cat, shake it out, boom,
yeah,
put it back under.
Right, because she loves that when I do that.
I'm sure.
Oh, this is brilliant. Morning life hack. I eat breakfast on the toilet to save time in the morning.
That, I mean, the smell probably, I mean, it's going to go all there.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, that's the thing. Like, once you associate a smell with a food after a while, like, you can't eat it again.
Ah, nose plugs. Done. It works. That is absolutely true. Done.
Yeah, then you taste it.
You don't. What do you eat?
Use your laptop as a heating pad for cramps.
Well, this doesn't help myself or Crisco.
I don't think your laptop's supposed to get that hot.
I don't think it is either. If your laptop is that hot, you should probably take it to like a PC doctor or something.
Or dust it with a cat.
Right, yeah. Maybe that's the problem. The vents are all clogged up. You got to get your cat to like take a couple laps on the laptop.
That's a sentence I never thought I'd hear. You gotta get your cat to do a couple laps on the laptop.
To save time, I dry my hair with the car heater while I'm driving.
That's actually pretty good.
Wouldn't that steam up the windows?
That's just...
Well, it's probably cold outside, though, so no.
Yeah, but if you got hot air blowing and cold's hot, wet hair...
Cold hut.
Hut.
What are you, hut? Peyton Manning?
Omaha. I like this one. This is brilliant. When I run out of Swiffer pads, I push a lint roller across the bathroom floor. Works better than the Swiffer. Lint roll the floor. I like that.
That's a great idea because that works on my shirts all the
time. Make a giant one on like some kind of apparatus so you can push it like a vacuum cleaner, a giant sticky lint roller.
Forget that. Make that and go on that, you know, that show where the Shark Tank?
Shark Tank.
That'd be great. That would definitely get bought.
Yeah.
I think that's an idea.
I'd put
right
it on
there.
That one guy's head, be like, watch this easily remove your hair plugs.
Because a vacuum doesn't work, huh?
You gotta ruin all my brilliant ideas.
Come on.
I do, yeah.
Come on.
All right. When I run out of clean underwear and don't have time for laundry, I wear old pair with a new panty liner each day.
Oh, that's, I do that all the time.
You wear underwear?
I wear a panty liner at least.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what a panty liner is. I have no idea.
I keep an orange cone in my car in case I need to reserve a parking spot. Genius.
Oh my
god.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Genius.
Why haven't any of us thought of that?
I don't know why like Edward and Bella are the background of this particular hack, but whatever.
It really doesn't matter. It's off of that whisper.
That is brilliant though.
That is
really
good.
I like that one. This person should be made president.
You see,
because this is too smart for the average folk.
The only I did it old school. When you don't have a cone, you send your the youngest friend that you could influence and have him just stand in the spot until you get there. That's how you do it.
When I run out of deodorant, I use hand sanitizer instead. Takes care of the smell.
No, I've done that.
Ah.
When I had to work the, 24-hour shifts at the radio station, there was a couple, soap and sanitizer jobs that you need to do. Because, hey, either that or you smell like an Italian hoagie. I love Italian hoagies, but not the smell.
When I'm too scared to talk to my crush, I use my phone Zoom to look at her instead of looking directly at her.
No, that's a stalker.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's really bad.
It's creepy.
No, that's not a hack. No one listened to that one.
This is brilliant and makes me wish I was Muslim. I use my hijab as a hands-free device so I could talk on my phone while driving.
Oh my god. I almost said the first statement you said was so ridiculous, but I'm on board.
Yeah, no, that's genius.
To quote REM, I'm losing my religion to join the Muslim religion.
There you go. Just for that reason alone, not for any other reason.
Oh, no. I just want it for the perks.
When I run out of rolling papers, I rip pages out of the Bible. Works perfectly.
Well, that was a good follow-up.
Yeah.
No, that's...
It actually was a perfect follow-up. That... Sacrilege. Piling atop each other.
Probably shouldn't do that. I mean, yeah, it works... But you also have to spend time in hell afterwards, called eternity. So that's probably not a good idea.
Would any book paper work, though? At that point, you're just basically a Nazi because you're essentially burning books.
Yeah.
How does that feel, Hitler?
Yeah. Who wrote that one? Adolf?
I still keep a book on the back of the toilet just in case my cell phone dies while I'm in there.
That's millennial hack. That's sad.
No, dude, having a cell phone has changed going poop forever.
I was gonna say going to the potty.
I was gonna say no, going poop. It's like it's honestly, I couldn't decide whether I wanted to say going to the toilet or going poop, so I just went with poop.
You always go with poop.
Yeah, no, seriously, going poop. Cell phones have changed that forever. It'll never be the same.
Oh, it's true, because if you're bored of a magazine, it's done.
Yeah,
cell phone. It's endless.
Yeah, you've got the entire internet at your disposal.
You have that and your bowl of cereal. You're set.
I'm so broke. When I lost my pillowcase, I used one of my shirts as a substitute.
Never had to do that.
I ran out of cotton. I ran out of cotton pads while doing my makeup, so I used a feminine hygiene product instead.
Cotton's cotton.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's not used.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Like, that's a different story.
Good point.
Yeah, no.
So, I mean, yeah.
Whatever. Cotton's cotton.
I told you that story, right?
Tampons have plenty of, uses that I've been slowly discovering over the years.
I've told you the one, right?
Go ahead.
When I was at a buffet nearby here, about 2 hours from here, me and my friends went out there, and the car broke down. So we got bored. And the one girl had a tampon in her purse because we dug through it because we were, again, bored and in high school, so we were dumb. So me and my friend Manuel, we smoked it. It tasted like marshmallow.
I use my hair as a curtain between other people and me. It makes me feel safe in public.
Why did I just get those looks?
This one's just a frowny face. It says whisper not found. That's true.
Oh, we'll never know that hack.
Okay, I use butter to wash my face when I run out of money because it makes my face just as soft as the expensive stuff.
But then you lose out on the butter.
Yeah.
You have to buy more butter.
Then you're delicious all the time, though.
Oh, yeah, and you get a hot shower, then someone's going to be like, she's marinating. I love her.
Oh, Mickey, here you go. Sometimes I throw the dogs in the shower with me to save time. Two baths, one tub.
Yeah, no way. That's way too much effort.
That seems like a really naughty video.
Whenever I get a pimple on my face, I draw on it with eyeliner and let people think it's a birthmark.
That's not a terrible idea.
That's a great idea.
Sometimes when I run out of cereal, I crush up cookies and put them in a bowl of milk. The game has changed.
That is the game changer. Who is that person who said that? Do they say a name at all?
Well, it's Whisper, so it's all secret.
Why would you keep that a secret? Brilliant. You're a hero.
The person who created Cookie Crisp?
No, but this is when you don't have
thing.
You don't have cereal. That's the thing. but you have cookies.
When I know I'm going to be out drinking, I switch my phone to airplane mode so I don't send any texts I regret.
Great idea.
Thing is, though, the moment you go back to normal mode, though, don't all your texts automatically send that are in queue?
Yeah, so you have to be fast.
Yeah, so there you go.
Stupid. Although...
Or you can delete them before they send and then switch it back.
Exactly. Like, you have to put a note on your phone that says, hey, you did this last night. Double check everything. That... Have you come up with a hack at all, Crisco?
A life hack?
Like anything that has made your life easier.
I'm not that smart.
No? Mickey?
I
anything?
Got nothing.
Any? No?
No.
I saw one, and it was on The Office, and I thought it was always a great idea. What he did was, now, it didn't work out for him. Michael Scott, when he woke, he set his alarm for 15 minutes earlier than he normally wakes up, put bacon on a George Foreman thing, woke up 15 minutes later to cooked bacon. He stepped on it in the show, so that didn't work out, but that's a great idea.
That's pretty, yeah, that's up there.
It's a solid life hack.
High thinking.
Yeah.
High thinking for sure.
Absolutely.
Listener, if you've got any life hacks to help our lives get better, though,
email
us.
Yeah, freaks@freakaccident.com.
That's right. I'll take any advice I can get to help make my life easier. Up next, we've got a Wheel of Fortune contestant that gets it way wrong.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's a freak accident.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
One of the longest-running game shows out there, right?
My entire life, I've watched Wheel of Fortune.
Doesn't take much brains to pull it off. But then again, you see instances like this and you think, oh, wow, yeah, maybe it does take brains to pull off.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's brains or the lack of in this situation.
You know what the thing that always has aggravated me about Wheel of Fortune, though, is the categories.
Yeah.
Person, 24 letters. It's like, okay, that's really narrowing it down for me.
Yeah, it could be anybody.
Right. That's what I mean, Mickey. It's not helpful at all, the categories.
Right, so it can't be that easy.
Right. Not like famous musicians. No, person.
Yeah, yeah, just, that can be literally anything.
Yeah.
Literally. This one needs a little backstory, though.
Okay.
Before we play this. What happens is, the thing is title, okay?
Okay.
That's the clue. Again, could be anything. But.
See what I'm saying? Title. What the? Anyway.
But all the letters were up, literally all of them, making it very obvious it was a streetcar named Desire.
Because it was all the letters in that except for the M in named.
Okay.
Okay, so it was N-A-blank-E-D.
Okay.
So.
You think you'd get it right away.
Right.
Right? And, well.
600.
K.
No.
Naked?
He thought it was a streetcar naked desire.
Well, you got to hear the follow-up once the girl goes after him.
A streetcar named Desire.
Yeah, that's it.
Say Jack's like, you idiot.
Well, funny little game. $650 will make it $1,000. And although you got the right answer, I'd rather see Kevin's play.
How great is that?
I swear, Sajak being condescending is one of my favorite moments on that show, though, because he does it pretty often.
And he looks so depressed the time.
Because you know he's just ready to be like, you idiot, what's wrong with you? Not the worst I've seen, though. No. Randy Marsh had one way worse than that.
Oh, yeah, look up South Park. Look up Wheel of Fortune South Park. You'll see what we're talking about.
Genius.
But the game shows always have these stupid people on it, like Family Feud. And I'm not talking about the new one because they're staged. Or at least they ploy people to say nasty stuff.
Yeah.
This was one of them from back in the day.
Name something normally worn only by children. Michael.
Clothes.
Only by children. Well, I suddenly feel liberated, guys. I don't know about you.
Yeah. But Wheel of Fortune has done it in the past, too.
Okay.
Like there's been
there have been plenty.
Well, this one, now you got to imagine all the letters, literally every letter is up. He just has to solve it. And
mythological hero Achilles.
Can't accept that.
Okay. Shelby.
I'll solve.
Yeah.
Mythological hero Achilles.
Yeah, that's it.
H-less.
Where did he get the U? Where did the U come from? Achilles. H-less.
Achilles. Not well, I guess you could say that puzzle was his Achilles heel. Yeah! Yeah! How you like me now?
Oh, big end.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Back to more of these terrible game shows. Yeah, yeah.
So, do you guys remember...
Mickey, you're so disappointed in me right now.
I really am. I really should have taken a video of that.
We should take a video one time of that.
We should, yeah. Just to see the exuberant joy on our face. Just, yes, as it washes
over.
In
my miserable faces, I have to look at this.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah.
This girl was not.
Budapest is the capital of what European country?
I thought Europe was a country.
Can you guess if she got it right or not?
You know, those two huge countries over there, Europe and Africa.
Yeah. I love those.
Right,
they're my
yeah.
favorite ones to
visit. The country of Asia.
Okay, you want to go to back to Family Feud?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Name part of the telephone.
The bottom part.
I mean, she's not wrong.
Yeah, no, it's
the bottom part.
Yeah.
Or we could always go with a wonderful Jeopardy moment. You know,
do it.
These always are great.
If a Japanese Isha doctor asks you to stick out your shita, he means this. Herr Gunnar.
What's your behind?
Oh, no.
Now, I feel bad because this... Actually, no, I don't, because this was one international one, so you think they'd be a little bit more cultured on that kind of stuff. No, not at all. Not.
We got any more?
Oh, yeah, the Newlywed Game.
Okay.
You guys remember that one? Yeah. All right, well, they had this. It's great.
What will your husband say is his very favorite kind of rodent?
His saxophone.
What?
In what world...
Is a saxophone a rodent?
Did that make sense?
It did.
That's ridiculous. So do you want me to want to end it out?
Let's do one. Let's end on a big note.
All right. Family Feud. Which one didn't I play? Let's go with...
Real or fictional. Name a famous Willie.
Willie the Pooh?
Willie the Pooh.
I'd give him a point for creativity. That was an amazing, amazing moment. Oh, God.
Well, let's end out with a movie segment. What do you say?
I think we should.
Here on A Freak Accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, man, it's a good time for the movies. This year is a big year for movies.
Not only that, we're in, like, one of the best stretches if you like the nerd-ish type of movies.
Yeah, the more fantastical sci-fi or fantasy sort of stuff. And really, like, a very, very interesting and good movie came out recently was Kong Skull Island.
I was a little skeptical about this because... I just don't know. I they did Godzilla so well.
Yeah.
I was worried about this one.
Mm-hmm.
And blew my mind.
Yeah, because don't forget, this movie takes place in the same universe as the Godzilla from 2014. And you would know that if you stuck around for the after credits scene.
Well, one thing before we get to that, they did answer a question for us. Remember back when they first announced this and we found out the height of King Kong was way shorter than the new Godzilla.
Yeah.
They said he's still growing.
They did. I did notice that in the movie. They did mention that.
That's a great fix.
Yeah. However, like they did point out that when you see, like, you know, the I don't want necessarily. Well, yeah. Okay. I'll say even when you see the remains of Kong's parents, though, they weren't much bigger than him. Although that might be, like you said, that might be their little excuse for how he ends up being as big as a 300-foot-tall lizard,
yeah,
you know, when the time finally comes for them to fight against each other.
They said he's a god, so he might be different than the parents.
Maybe. Well, he's worshipped like a god.
Well, yeah, but they might use that as a way. I mean, heck, they could just say, like, some nuclear stuff. I said it right. I fixed myself.
Good
I'm
job.
Getting better.
Ah, good job.
I'm getting better. But like you were saying, at the end,
yeah,
they're leading up to the Kong versus Godzilla.
I'm telling you right now, they're not actually going to fight each other. They're going to end up teaming up to take on some other beast.
Well,
sure.
At the end, and it's a long end credit scene, they say there's other ones out there. And they
don't spoil it for anybody.
No,
don't spoil it. Go see the movie and then stay around after the credits. You'll love it.
There's other ones out there. That's all you need to know.
There's a brilliant tease. That's awesome. I thought the movie was fantastic. Huge tribute to Apocalypse Now, but I thought it was well acted. The action was fantastic. I thought Kong was really well developed. You know what I mean? Considering, like, even Peter Jackson kind of didn't do Kong the justice that he needed back in his King Kong. Like, the giant monkey had more personality than some of the characters in the movie.
What I like is they didn't make him just evil.
Right.
You know, they built a depth.
Right.
He's an onion. You have to peel it back to figure him out.
Yeah.
John Goodman, fantastic.
Awesome.
People forget how good he is.
Yeah.
And they just remember for Roseanne.
Samuel Jackson, delightfully crazy.
Yeah.
Loki was in that, too. He was good.
Oh, very violent.
Yeah. Tom Hiddleston,
There's some death scenes in there that are, ooh,
Yeah.
Saw some people bring some kids.
A lot of people get killed.
No, they walked them right out.
There's a lot of there's a lot of blood in that movie.
Oh,
was it rated R?
No, PG-13 because there's one F word in it.
You're right.
The one, because with a PG-13 rating you're allowed one,
right.
And they used it in a great way.
Well, you know what? You get one, you use it.
And John C. Reilly's in it. He's great. But hey, I mean, honestly, like, great movie.
Yeah.
Great, awesome movie, a load of fun, an action movie the way action movies should be done.
Yeah, fantastic.
So, yeah, 4 out of 5 from me.
I would give it I'd absolutely 4 out of 5.
Straight up.
All right, but the next one might blow it all up.
You think so?
Oh, it's coming out this weekend.
This week, baby.
Oh, that's Kong Skull Island.
You did not play that music earlier.
No.
Yeah! We're getting Saban's Power Rangers. Saban? I never knew how to pronounce
Saban.
It.
Saban? Yeah.
Saban's Power Rangers is coming out this week. I've heard good things about it, though.
So have I.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
And go figure, that guy admits the murder from one of the newer Power Ranger seasons. That one guy who played the Red Ranger, not the original Red Ranger.
Oh, okay.
But he admitted to murdering his roommate, manslaughter. He's getting a couple years.
Oh, that's good.
Good publicity.
Poignant. Because it's definitely, you know, now's the time to get Power Rangers in the news for whatever reason.
Sure.
Well, that works. That works.
I've heard in this movie that Tommy and Kimberly both make cameos. I know.
Oh, my first crush.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. I can't wait.
I'm going to lose my mind.
I'm looking forward to this movie so much. It's going to revitalize my childhood. It's going to be great.
You going to buy the toys again?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are.
I got to get the full set, man. Come on. And the Zords. What, are you crazy?
I'm all about it.
You know what else looks good? Life. That movie Life coming out?
Yeah.
That's coming out this week, too.
You're just talking about it in general.
You know what? Well, no, I hate being alive. Why would I say, hey, oh, you know, life? Yeah, that's great. No, but it's about they find a microorganism on Mars,
that,
and they're studying
it
on the space station, and it ends up turning out to be...
alien.
Incredibly alien and violent, and it starts freaking killing everything, and then they got to stop it from getting to Earth because I guess it'll like wipe out entire ecosystems or whatever the case might be.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like it's very reminiscent in the trailers of the first Alien movie. Like, it looks terrifying.
Yeah.
And that's, plus, you know me, and like, as much as I love space and I want to travel to space, I'm terrified of space at the same time. So, yeah, it's definitely something I'm not sure I could see in theaters. I want to be on my couch and be able to, like, stand up and walk away and go take a breather for a couple minutes during this movie.
Another thing that's scary are these fan theories we have.
Oh, yeah.
About movies.
Yeah.
We found this article where it talks about all these crazy...
yep,
out of the world fan theories.
Tying this in, 12 crazy fan theories that could be true. I don't know if we're going to get to all of them, but one is the Little Mermaid shipwreck is responsible for the absent parents in Frozen.
What?
They're trying to argue that it takes place in the same universe, that the parents of the Frozen kids were on the ship that shipwrecked in A Little Mermaid.
What if the Little Mermaid came out during
this,
it? Like,
this
that
I don't
great.
Get. Toy Story 3 is about the Holocaust.
What?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
Well, you got to tell how.
Let's see. When Andy leaves for college and abandons the toys, it's exactly like when the Allies left behind the Jews as the Third Reich conquered Europe. Yeah, no, you're stretching
that's,
with that,
yeah,
man.
That's way out there.
But these are real.
James Bond is a woman? Huh.
very 2017 of him. It is.
Yeah.
Is this one a little bit more believable?
James Bond identifies as a woman. Is that what it is?
Yeah, or maybe it's Jane Bond. What is there saying behind that?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. None of these really make sense. Obi-Wan Kenobi is a robot clone. Now, this one I remember from back in the day. Because people thought that, you know, in the first in A New Hope, when Luke says, oh, you fought in the Clone Wars. Think about it. Obi-Wan. It sounds almost like a designation. It doesn't sound like a name. They thought it was actually O, the letter O, the letter B, the number one. Like he was a droid or he was a clone himself. I remember hearing about that theory. That could have been more interesting than what we actually got.
Yeah.
In the prequels, anyway.
Oh, yeah, the prequels. We don't need to talk about that. We're on to the new age. We're fine.
Ferris Bueller doesn't exist.
What? Nice.
He was a ghost the whole time.
No.
Is that the theory?
That is the theory, yeah, that he doesn't exist.
I guess that's how he talks to the camera without anybody knowing, but...
Yeah. Think about it the next time you watch the movie. It might actually make sense. The Incredibles was written by Ayn Rand. That's not true at all. That's stupid. Voldemort is Hitler. No, Voldemort is Voldemort, and Hitler is Hitler.
What's the...
didn't have a mustache. He didn't even have a nose. Okay, stop being ridiculous.
Well, we need to know the reasoning behind this.
Minority Report ends in a dream. The Pulp Fiction briefcase contains a soul.
I've heard that one before.
What's the whole deal with that?
Pulp Fiction, they never showed what was in the briefcase that Z was carrying around with them. No, it wasn't. Zed had the briefcase, and then who took it? Somebody took it.
Okay.
But yeah, the briefcase was never, like, shown what was inside.
Yeah, they open it, and it's just, like, glowing, and they're right. Like, oh, my God. Somebody thinks it's a soul.
Ooh. The soul.
The Big Lebowski is haunted.
Why?
What?
Why is he haunted?
And Talladega Nights is satanic propaganda.
Why? We have no answers to these.
There are no answers. These are just crazy theories that people actually believe about movies.
Oh.
None of these are possible. None of them are real.
You just said Obi-Wan was possible.
I said that would have been interesting.
Ah, but it's possible then.
No.
Yes.
This is not how I wanted the end of my last show to go.
Too bad.
Now you have to come back.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, take it up with my employer. You know, why I keep getting jerked around on my shifts. In any case, yeah, I will be out of here henceforth. I will miss you, listeners. I will miss you guys for sure. Hope to be back soon. Lazy and Mickey, though, are going to continue the madness. That wraps up this episode. But next episode, we will still have something new with you two guys. And you guys will be talking about 8 things you understand if you're the gross one in your relationship.
Okay, so we're just going to read my biography.
Okay,
I expect the two of you to have a lot to say, and I look forward to hearing it.
Wait a second. I got that.
Yeah. That's more like how I wanted to go out. Thanks again for downloading and listening. We appreciate your patronage. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes to help us climb the charts. Leave us a good review to help us climb the charts even more, because reviews count. The more good reviews we have, the better our standing. You can also subscribe on Google Play Music or wherever podcasts are downloaded, and we've got links to all of our different social media pages and accounts at afreakaccident.com. Just click connect on the menu bar and get connected with us. And don't forget to send an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. We'll send you stickers if you leave your mailing address. Catch you again soon. These guys will be back next week for A Freak Accident. My name is Crisco.
My name's Lazy E.
My name is Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.